When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Who in this room do you think is the least stable person? Okay, Erica, not making eye contact with anybody.
I'm concerned. Because last night we were watching a show and we were watching Quarterback on Netflix.
Okay.
And Joe Burrow was having a bit of a minor meltdown.
Okay.
And my fiance started laughing and I said, "Are you laughing? Because that reminds you of me."
There we go.
That's and it. He said, "No."
He did the no eye contact thing. Yeah. Who said that?
If you add Erica in the pool for least stable, you're a winner. We want to talk about meltdown moments. It's those times when you had a nutty.
That could mean something else.
No, it's like you just over, like the reason we were thinking about it is this firefighter was at like this collegiate baseball game. First off, if you go to a collegiate baseball game and you park your car in the parking lot, there's a chance your car is going to get hit.
At any baseball game, I would argue.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what the pros, they don't get it out of the park very often, do they?
Have you ever seen the park in San Francisco where they're hitting them into the water?
Into the ocean.
Yeah.
You can park it into the bay there.
Mm-hmm. But yeah. Like,
I don't know. So somebody dings one and it hits his car. He happens to be a volunteer, maybe not even volunteer. He's an actual firefighter. He's off duty. He goes and hooks up a fire hose.
Who just has that handy?
A firefighter.
In his own car?
I guess. Hooked it up, forced a rain out with the fire hose, just sprayed the field to the point where they had to quit playing at the moment. He saturated the field so much they had to cancel the game. That right there, my friends, is a meltdown moment.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you seem proud of it?
It's so far out of the line. Like at no point did he stop and go, "Maybe I'm in the wrong. Maybe I'm overreacting." But that's what it's all about, is you lose that.
Once you're in that cycle, did you see this happens all the time, and there was yet another meltdown dude on a plane.
Oh, there always are.
The newest one was a guy who just wanted a charger. He needed a phone charger. You got to see it. He's like, "I'm doing a feature on somebody's Kodak Black is doing a feature on," like he was just doing all these. "You don't know who I am," and like whatever, and just haven't had the biggest meltdown over nobody on the plane just handing him a phone charger.
What on
and
earth?
They turned the plane around, obviously, and booted his ass off.
Oh my God.
I am surprised that, because I feel like every day there's a new meltdown on a plane.
What is going on?
I haven't been on a plane. I kind of want to. I want to see.
Would you be a filmer?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Erin would be a filmer, poster. She would make money from it.
I would be like on the ground getting the best angle in front of them.
And then she'd probably get involved because the person would be like, "Stop filming me." You know?
That would be her.
I had a meltdown very recently, and it was something that I swore I thought I would never, ever do because I've seen enough buddies do it, and it never ends up well. It was here. And it was at the station and I was running very late and it was critical that I get up here to do something. It was critical. And
everybody, the people in the room know what happened. Okay. So yeah.
So the elevators aren't working, but I don't realize that because they're kind of working. You're pressing the button and they're opening and then you're getting in and I'm hitting 11 and it's just not going. And then the door's opening again. So I'm getting out. I'm trying another one. It's unclear to me. I can't figure out. They appear to be working, you know, but they're not going anywhere. And finally, when I got so frustrated that I punched a wall.
No, you didn't.
I punched a wall.
You did?
Yeah. And it was something because I've seen friends like in basketball.
Did you put a hole?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
Was it one of the, was it
for legal purposes? No, he did not.
I'm not gonna say where it was in case there's a mark. We'll just leave it that way. Because I've seen friends, like, we lose a basketball game, punch the hand dryer in the locker room. Now their hand's broken. Now they're out for the season. It's like, it's such a
stupid move.
And it was the first time it happened before I even realized. It was like a true meltdown. Before I even realized what I was doing, I'm like, you just punched the wall. What are you doing?
Did you screw your hand up?
I secretly put an ice pack on it when I got home.
Oh, my God.
Is this your first time admitting it to anyone?
Yes. To anyone.
Oh my gosh.
Buddy.
It was pretty bad. Yeah.
I'm sorry you had to take the stairs.
But just one time though. You didn't like repeatedly, you didn't lose it.
No, just one time. It hurt pretty bad. Yeah. I don't recommend it.
So if you've lost your bananas, if you've had a meltdown moment, we want you to confess your story as well. 303-222-5423. You can text or call.
I was a
there it is.
Meltdown kind of kid. I would cry myself to sleep in the middle of the dining room floor.
Because they asked you to eat broccoli?
No, it wasn't that. It was usually like my siblings did something mean or I wasn't included. Or I also am known, and my best friend who lives here in Longmont, her mom, every time I see her, brings this up. I would have meltdowns every single time my mom came to pick me up from play dates. You would think I hated everyone in my home, and that I just
didn't want to leave their house.
Oh my gosh.
I think it was FOMO. I had so much fun with my friends. I maybe liked not being a youngest child of four.
Yeah.
And my mom would sit there and talk with the parents and tell them, oh, she'll wear herself out.
So she just had to sit there and be calm while you're literally like on the floor.
And I was too old. Like I wasn't 16, but I bet this went on until I was like,
far too old to be
like
doing
10
it.
10 or 11.
It's time to leave the prom, Erica.
No!
Oh my God.
I'm doomed
really?
Someday when I have a kid. I'm for sure getting payback.
For sure it's going to happen.
I'm getting payback.
But, like, can I just ask? Because I'm not a meltdown guy.
Okay. Well, I'm not really anymore.
But, like, when you're in the throes of it, is there a point where you go, this is dumb, but now I'm just committed?
I don't really remember. When I was a kid, I think you just are.
You just keep you going until you fall like, asleep?
No, like, not, it's so not crazy. When I was like 11. I wasn't doing it until I fell asleep. But I think that like when you're young, you don't know where to place your feelings. So you just kind of meltdown them out.
Mm. You've never had like a parenting meltdown of the room so messy for the last time that you get the bucket and you start, or the basket, and you start putting stuff in it and you're like, I don't care. And they're like, I need that for school. And you're like, I don't care. It's all gone. It's all gone. God. You know,
not like
never
that.
Had
no.
That.
So real. My mom would definitely hit a point.
Something
with me.
Snaps.
And then how do you stop? How do you?
you don't. You empty
and
the
then
house.
And you commit to it.
Then you
like
move.
You're just.
I don't know.
It just like, you just snap out of it eventually.
Yeah.
I still get like.
Are you going to have one on the show at some point, do you think?
No. I'm like.
Oh God, she is.
Hot-headed isn't the word, but like if you push the wrong button the right way, like I'll snap. But I don't think with you guys.
Okay,
I laugh too much here.
You're listening to the ticking time bomb show. All right. Well, if you've had a meltdown moment, we want to hear your story. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're talking about your meltdown moment when you just lost it. And we've decided that it's going to be Erica who has the next meltdown moment. Mm-hmm. I forgot to mention.
Oh, no. Sorry.
Wait, T-Hack's the one who had one in the studio.
Do you guys remember the person?
In the building? I didn't say where it was. Because there's marks all over this building. Who knows who punched those walls?
The person who Erica replaced, if you will recall, had somebody parked behind them at a Rockies game in a parking lot. Just kind of
like
parked their car.
Like double parked them?
Like kind of like, yeah. So he got in his car.
No.
And crashed into their car repeatedly till he
could
get his car out.
I kind of get it.
You know what? Valid.
You know what? Stand on business.
Joey?
Yay.
Yay. Meltdown moment. What's yours?
So it wasn't against somebody else. It was against myself. I was late for work and I had a panic attack. And I was so pissed off that I had a panic attack that I threw myself into a kind of nervous breakdown, and I parked on the 70 and had to get the paramedics and the police.
You had to get what?
Stop the traffic. Oh, I'm sorry. I was so angry at myself that I parked on the 70 and I needed the paramedics and the police to get me off the freeway. Mm.
Oh,
you just parked in the middle of the road, not even on the side. You just parked right there.
Yeah, that makes lane me sad. Three.
Yeah.
But also traffic. I get it. No, I mean, I've never parked on a freeway, but like anxiety attacks will literally send you into another orbit.
And then it's probably not safe to drive anyways.
Right.
Yeah, but can't you just
can't just throw it into the parking
lot? It's not safe to park.
Thanks for the comment.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Lily? Lily?
Yes,
Sissy. Yeah, it was with me. What's your meltdown moment?
Definitely helping and assisting a kindergarten classroom. Noticing that I am weaker than 20 kindergartners was my biggest meltdown.
Oh, no.
What happened?
It's chaotic. It drains a lot of your battery. And socially, when friends want to go out on Fridays, your answer is always no.
Oh, my gosh. When I first started in radio, like actually talking, I could not go anywhere on Fridays.
Yeah, it's rough.
Yeah, I get it. But it's like working with kindergartners.
We're right here. We can hear.
Sorry.
Jason.
Yeah.
Yeah. Meltdown moment. What happened to you?
So I was driving my brand new car and somebody threw, I got in front of them and went around them or something like that. And somebody threw change at my car, the guy that I went around. So I lost my shit when we got to the stoplight and my wife's holding my shirt. And I get out of my car. I go up to his window and I reach in, grab his throat, squeeze it as hard as I could. He rolled up his window on my arm and smashed my arm in his window, almost broke my arm. I ended up pulling it out somehow. And then my wife was on the phone with the cops and so was his girlfriend. And so the cops found us and eventually, like, they told me that if this dude wants to press charges, because I told him I didn't strangle him, and they said, well, he has marks on his neck, and I said, well, whatever. Over my car, so they went and found the change in the road, and they verified my story, so they said, if you guys, neither of you want to press charges, we're going to let you go, otherwise, you're going to go to jail for trying to squeeze his neck or whatever, so I ended up, the dude didn't want to press charges. I didn't want to press charges. I was in trouble at that point. I knew my arm was all bruised and swollen and stuff.
are windows that powerful?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Good to know.
A BMW window is, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. All right, Jason.
Jason, I hope you have a peaceful day.
Yes, we're going to calmly let you go on your way.
And I'm sorry about throwing the change, man. No!
Sierra?
Yay.
Meltdown moment.
Okay, so I was at McDonald's once and, you know, just minding my business, and there was this mom there with her kids. Well, apparently she had some green fries, you know, like I guess they were still not ready to be cooked, but they were whatever.
Green fries?
I've never seen that.
Yeah.
Actually green?
You know, like, just like the one of the ends, or just like a little.
Potatoes green?
Yeah.
Mm.
This has never happened to me.
I never look at them.
You don't have time.
In my mouth. Yeah, I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. So she had some green fries.
Yeah, I was noticeably upset. And so she went to the manager and asked for a full refund, but like not just for hers, but for her kids too.
Yep.
And he was like, no, just your food because theirs was fine. They ate it all. And this woman threw the biggest fit I've ever seen in my entire life.
In the McDonald's. Like, because you think if you have your meltdown right there, they're going to give in.
Do you? Right? Or are you just mad about something else?
Right?
It could be both.
Yeah, right.
Did she throw things? Did she wreak havoc? Was she removed from the premises?
Oh, yeah. It was throwing things, like poured her drink on the ground, like trying to knock things off the counter. And I'm like, your kids are right there. What are you doing?
And what are you achieving with pouring your own drink on the ground, girl?
Right. Three refills.
Right,
you
that's
back.
True.
You're no right back up there.
You need a timeout.
Yeah.
It
was so ridiculous.
Did they remove her forcibly, though? Did the police come?
Yeah, I did get to that.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, it's my favorite.
I've never seen, all my time in fast food, I've never actually seen cops come. I'm jealous.
Thank you for the call, Sierra. Dana?
Yay.
Meltdown moment. What happened?
Oh my gosh. So last Christmas for my office, basically we all put in like $20 for like a Secret Santa type white elephant.
Yeah.
And basically this guy who will remain nameless totally threw a fit because he got a joke gift, which kind of sucks for him because it was a whoopee cushion. Like, I got like a Dolly Parton commemorative like book where he got like a whoopee cushion, you know.
And was yours that much better? I mean,
it is Dolly.
In Dolly, yeah. You trust, but like,
yeah.
It is a book.
You read it once. The whoopee cushion, though, is like every day.
It's a gift that keeps on giving.
Thank you.
Hello.
No, it's one of those books you keep that has all the pictures and people look at it on your coffee table.
Love.
Okay.
Yeah. Never mind. I take it back.
So he melted down over his whoopee cushion in the workplace?
I bet he brought a gift that was like way more than $20.
Over the 20.
Yeah.
I'm sure he did because he threw such a fit, he got HR involved.
Oh, no. That's so embarrassing.
Yeah.
Grow
he sent out an email to everyone that was participating how it wasn't fair. And he actually did say how he went over the $20, not like anyone ever asked him to.
Okay.
Sounds like me as a child.
Yeah, exactly. And now HR is like, well, because of this, you can't do this again.
He killed Christmas.
Oh, no.
He did. He killed the holidays.
What a Grinch.
Totally.
See, I cannot work in HR because I would invite him in for a meeting and have the whoopee cushion on the seat.
Oh,
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Time for news. Or no.
News. News.
No! No!
News.
No!
News.
No!
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or no.
Oh, man. This one hurts.
Kind of does.
Times have changed and times are strange. Here I come, but I ain't the same. Mama, I'm coming home. Time's gone by.
Okay.
Seems to be you could have been.
This happened a few hours ago, right?
Mama,
does anybody have any details
home.
On this?
Yeah.
At all?
Oh, Aaron does.
Do you? Okay.
Of course. Because news or nope.
Okay. Sorry. Do we need this thing?
Yeah.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the program. A few hours ago, it was shared that Ozzy Osbourne, the Prince of Darkness, has passed away at age 76.
Man, he was not as old as I thought he was.
His body went through some crazy stuff.
A lot of city miles on that dude.
Yeah.
Still.
Kind of surprised he made it that far, actually.
Do you think, but there's much to discuss here. I know he went by Prince of Darkness, but it feels weird to call him that now. Or
why?
Is that, I don't know.
If it was self-proclaimed, he's probably okay with it.
All right. Is anybody weird about the timing?
It's crazy timing.
What do you mean?
Like he just played his farewell concert and then, and I'm not trying to be weird, but like. Is it one of those things where he just put it all on the line and then his body just gave up? Or there have always been rumors of he and Sharon having like
the assisted suicide pact.
Correct.
Yes.
Like, did that happen?
It did not.
We know that for a fact.
Yes.
Because he's not in a country where that's legal.
That was supposed to be like in Switzerland, I think.
Okay.
And he passed in London.
Okay. But he probably also had access to things that could get him there.
That's I don't know.
Kind of what I.
Kelly had like last week after the show was like these. My mom said that once to get attention. It was not real. They did not have a pact.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I wonder about the timing because it feels like who's next? Because we had Malcolm Jamal. Yesterday. Now we
Thumbs
have
and threes.
Thumbs and threes.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That was the first thing I thought. It was like, wow, there's That's two.
I thought that too.
Does it have to be? I always thought the threes were kind of related a little bit. Do you know what I mean? Like, you have a golden girl and then somebody also from that era. It's like, it's weird to have a 54-year-old than a 76-year-old. Like,
I always thought it was just kind of celebrities.
Yeah.
Okay, just celebrities in general.
But, I mean, I don't want to put that out there, but.
Wow. You already did.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, do you have any other details of his passing? Or
they didn't say cause or.
I'm assuming Parkinson's.
Yeah.
And he was at home, they said. Or did they not even say that?
It just
they
says,
just announced his passing.
Yeah, in London, he was surrounded by his family.
Sad. Go ahead, Pat.
Good evening.
Mine should not follow that, is all I'll say.
We're all like awkward now because I mean, like some celebrity deaths just hit harder. He like. By the way, can we go back to Ozzy real quick?
Mm-hmm.
190 million. I know we said it the other day, right?
Yeah.
Was it 100? Like. Way to go out, Oz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just raised a truck ton of money for charities.
For you as a musician, as a guitar player, how does Ozzy rank? I am, to be honest, I'm not very familiar with Ozzy, Black Sabbath, like just period.
Ozzy has been in incredible bands. So. Ozzy had Randy Rhoads, who was an innovator of a guitar player. Randy Rhoads passed away in a tragic accident. And then everybody's like, he's dead. Like, Ozzy's finished. You cannot replace Randy Rhoads. Mm. And then he just went on this string of like incredible Jake E. Lee to what's the big dude who's in the band? They're the names are escaping me.
Yeah.
Like
okay.
He like just incredible. And like songs are like, yeah.
Because I know him more from the TV show.
The Osbournes.
The Osbournes, yeah.
I know a certain generation is just only gonna know him from Sharon.
Yeah. And my siblings and I loved that show.
I've been thinking about rewatching it because the clip of Sharon being like, "Who's the bear thief?"
I don't know that I've seen that one recently.
Because he's like laying in the bed and he's like, "Someone stole my bear. I think you're the bear thief." It's so funny.
Yeah. Anyway, Rip, way to go.
Good evening.
Good evening.
A new prebiotic is coming onto the market.
What is going on? I don't know. Maybe we should just do a shorter news or nope. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
And I've been ahead of the curve.
Oh, my God.
Pepsi prebiotic.
Oh, okay. I did hear about this.
Coming out Black Friday. We'll be in major retailers by February. Healthy soda, baby. Yeah.
It's like the Olipops and the poppies of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What?
They're going after the younger generation who apparently doesn't drink soda anymore. Losers. Come on. Come on, Gen Z. We're counting on you.
What are you doing, man? So it's like a kombucha, but it tastes like Pepsi.
It's called Pepsi Prebiotic Cola. Yeah.
And do you think it's going to taste like butt?
No, it's going to be good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be good.
Who likes Pepsi?
Well,
I mean, do you drink soda? You don't strike me as somebody.
Diet Coke? I am a basic white girl.
Okay.
Yeah.
I drink Diet Coke.
You constantly have 49 ounces in your Stanley of.
I drank six Stanleys yesterday of water.
Jesus H.
What?
Yeah.
Where's the soda? Oh, you're part of the problem. Fountain machines shed the tear all over the cutting.
All right. Gosh.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Swifties everywhere are anticipating new Taylor Swift music. Because there appears to be a countdown happening on the Taylor Nation Instagram.
Yeah, I've been really confused by that.
Yes. So, such a long story.
They've been counting down
with
which one
photos.
They've been like sharing the different albums and like on
homages. And they're all, the running theme
like
is like dark and black.
Week.
Text 303.
Which would be nodding to perhaps a reputation.
5423 if you want me to use it.
Which she did promise.
Did
it be released?
I think they're fine. We can just go.
Yeah, you guys can just go. We would love to finish the conversation.
Sorry. So
I will say people are calling it now. Within the next 48 hours, we may have a new Taylor Swift song or album announcement.
Do we think it's going to be about Trav?
No, people think it's a Reputation vault track. You actually would have heard that if you had been listening just a few minutes ago, because she announced she's not releasing Reputation, Taylor's version, but she hinted at vault track.
It feels useless to use it now, but it's more symbolic.
It's fine.
Yeah. Nope.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I feel like I've started a war on social media.
Oh, God.
And I didn't ask for it.
Okay.
I didn't post anything controversial. I didn't say anything. There are two people having at it with each other in the comments of my video of going to Casa Bonita.
No way. No.
Yes. Really?
And it all began.
Wait, this is the same post that people were commenting.
I want a smoke show your fiance
is. Yeah. That.
What a wild difference of
comment. Instagram versus TikTok.
What are they saying about your fiance first? They're just saying he's just delicious or yummy.
I didn't know you were marrying a power lifter or something like that. Yeah, or
a bodybuilder.
Bodybuilder.
And then one said, I like your fiance. Does he have a brother? It was a man.
That's awesome.
Then another one was like, oh, is this future Mr. Erica?
That's cute.
Yeah, it was cute.
Which side are we catching him on? The tattoo side or the other side?
He is on the tattooed side. Okay, so. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He also.
Because he's very much like, what's the dude in Batman?
Two-Face.
Yeah, he's Two-Face. If you catch him from one side, he just seems docile and like a little fun. Oh, look at him. He's a teddy bear. On the other side, you're like, don't mess with that dude.
Yeah.
Like, you know what
it's
I'm
like
saying?
It's like biker and bicycle on either side.
100%. It's, yeah. Anyway. So.
Well, there was a commenter who wrote on this post on TikTok, another California transplant crying face. And I just want to know, if you're someone who has grown up here and lived here, what do you think you're achieving from a comment like that?
That's a great question.
I don't.
Yeah.
I am.
Yeah. I'm looking at you too. Because I deal with the same thing. People hate people who didn't grow up here.
Right. And all we do is come here and give the state money and.
Okay.
You know.
Easy tiger.
But what I wrote back to this person was not mean. And by the way, no, I'm not the person.
Did you really? Don't respond to trolls.
But okay.
What are you doing?
I know. And off air, a little bit ago, you were talking about trolls, and I was like, boy, he's going to be mad today.
Oh my God.
All I said back was, I was offered my dream job, can't help where I'm from. And then someone else who I do not know, I have no idea who this person is, came into the comments and is, the original commenter said, Colorado is such a poop emoji hole now. Too many people here. Yes, my family's been here from generations. And then someone else came to my defense and is like, you expect me to believe that a California transplant here for a few weeks is what made this place bad? I mean, they're yelling at each other in comments now. But I appreciate the person who came to my defense, because what do you want? People get jobs here and they move here.
Yeah. I think Aaron is adjacent to my amount of, like, my family traced their roots back, like,
very
enough
far.
Generations, like, we settled this joint.
Yeah.
But we still, at some point, came from somewhere.
Right.
Right?
Yeah,
I mean, it's sort of hard to argue that this is our, those mountains, right? Don't even look, Erica. Those are our mountains.
And you know what? I'll never look again.
That's so...
Can I tell you something? So I actually have a lot of friends that are... from not Colorado, okay. Literally.
Transplants.
Yes. And I am so
such a hard way to say it.
Whatever. But I'm so thankful that they're here, because without them, I would have not learned everything that's here. I could have, I never went downtown before.
Because
it was like, there's the church, that's a club, not like.
Oh,
I was like,
there are lots of churches. Yeah,
I had been there once.
The church nightclub?
Yeah. Didn't care. And there are so many cool places now, cool bars, restaurants. I didn't really go to the mountains as a kid. It's just like, yeah, they're there. That's West. That's it.
That is how we tell West.
So truly, with all of these transplants, I am learning how amazing Colorado is. So thank you guys.
And you know,
work on your driving, but that's okay.
To be so angry on a Casa Bonita video. Yeah. Like, it's okay.
So what, I mean... I'm just trying to figure out what we can do. Because, on the one hand, other Californians have, here's the thing. If you come here from somewhere else, what Coloradans do, it's like, all I can think of is Texans on the ski slope. If you've ever skied and you're a Texan, you just ruin everything. You suck at the lift. Learn. Come here and assimilate and learn how to do things.
Right.
But then you're just like, slow the lift down so I can get on it. And it's like, no, learn how to get on the lift. Your job is to come here and be a part of us.
And wouldn't you say that's what the Colorado list is about?
No, I think you're doing a fabulous job. I just don't.
But at the
that
other.
That would be my only pushback.
On the other hand.
And I don't think anybody who thinks you're not doing that hasn't listened to the show and doesn't know who you are.
True.
So.
I'm a mountain girl.
Okay.
That was a little Texas-y.
I'll work on that.
The Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9.
Okay. We were going to do something cute here, but now it's not going to be cute. It's going to basically be an intervention on me, I think.
No, you don't do these.
I do a lot of things. We're talking about doing, I'm too old for this.
Right.
Or you can say you're too old for this. Like you just, you want to tell people, hey, sure, you're past the age of wearing a crop top. Like what age is that?
Oh no, I don't think that. I think.
Like a tube top, the weird little. There is an age where you got to go.
Those are two different things.
They are?
Yeah.
What's a crop top?
Crop top is the bottom of it is up. Shorter.
Okay.
Tube top, it's no
just,
strap.
It's like a headband.
Yeah.
You're wearing across your boobs.
Well, it can go longer.
It can?
Did I say that weird?
Yeah, you did.
It can.
If you got long boobs.
No, because it can cover your tummy, but it's like just a...
Oh. But there is an age where you got to knock it off, right?
I really think it depends on like who you are.
You don't want to say the words, so I will. Your fitness level.
And also, if you have like ginormous boobs, like it's probably just never a good idea. That's why I don't wear them.
Only recently. So we want you to call in and just say, just basically it's a public service for anybody.
Yeah.
It's like over the age of 30, stop doing this. Over the age of 22, stop doing this. Like I just recently got rid of all my fake plants and trees.
See, that's the one where I'm like, I think you can keep them.
How real did they look? Not very.
Not really.
They were like IKEA plants.
Yeah, sort of.
Okay. Aaron, do you have fake plants at home?
I have real plants. But I think fake plants are fine.
Because they've made now fake plants so good.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have them.
So good.
So, but they've made like the succulents, like the little ones that look like the real succulents. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. And my Christmas tree kind of looks like a real tree too.
I will die on that hill. I will never go back to a real tree as long as
I
live.
Yeah.
My fake tree is dope.
But the beauty and the joy of a real tree and the scent and like going to cut it down.
Yes. No. Because then it's dying. It's just slowly but surely rotting a fire hazard in your house. No. And then beetles, bugs. Ugh.
If you have a dog.
Yes. No. And so the fake plants all day. And then do you have somebody who remembers to water them? You don't water your succulents at your house, yeah?
No, I don't. But we don't have any fake plants. I've suggested them.
Yeah, that's once. Not going to fly with your wife.
Yeah, it was not. No.
Who wants to go? Because I don't want it to be about just me.
We actually tonight are going to Target and getting some matching towels.
Nice. Because
you're too old to be that because ratchet.
And we are too old and too engaged to be like, yeah, and his towel's that color and mine. Like, it's just. And also, we have guests coming to town, so we want matching in the guest bathroom as well.
I love that.
You don't have that?
Not like good towels. Like big plush.
Let me tell you where you're going tonight, sweetheart. You're going to Costco.
You can get a towel sheet.
Yeah, it's a bath sheet.
Yeah,
but I want to go to Target.
I actually learned this from Slackers that you're supposed to have your guest stuff be the nicer stuff.
Way nicer than what you're bathing.
So we got like wooden hangers for the guest closet and stuff.
God, you're a steely-eyed missile man.
Our stuff's just on a big pile, but in the guest room, it looks,
no, that
it looks
I have
nice.
Real,
you know?
real like hotel hangers for them.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not there yet.
Okay. But one of the things like on Reddit that was talking about things you're too old for, reusing the dry cleaner hangers.
Yeah.
Slacker.
But like you, I like my
you're like not only too old for it, you're also like too well off.
I like my dress shirts on a thin hanger. I don't know why.
Then buy those like velvety ones.
Mm-hmm.
Are you using ocean plastic hangers in your closet?
Yes. What are you talking
so
about?
So unattractive for a man at your age.
They're all white. They're all the same color.
The ones from Target are thick.
Yeah. I have the real thick ones for the hoodies that are like those. Yeah. What hangers am I? So you're saying I'm too old for the hangers I'm using?
Yes. That is giving college dorm room. And I still have a mix of plastic and the velvety ones, but we're in the works of moving over to all the like soft.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I'm just going to say one more.
Let's do it.
Where do you put your spare change?
I don't have any.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Just in my cup holder in my car?
What if you have a lot of it? Like, I don't ever turn change in and I just put it in a place.
I used to have a jar. pickle jar.
Do you have a piggy bank?
I have old liquor bottles full of change.
A jar? Much better.
I know. We're talking like hundreds of Patron bottles just full to the rim. With,
why are you taking that to like...
I don't know.
Take that and then give it to your son or have your son take it and then he can have college money.
How am I single?
Well, I think we just had three examples right there.
All right. We're going to read some more of these other things. It's the focus is going to move away from me, but we want to hear your I'm too old for this.
Yeah.
You can call or text 303-222-5423.
I made the mistake. I'm here to admit. This is safe, right?
Well, hardly.
I held on to a futon for way too long.
At what age did you finally...
I won the futon at our post-prom, so I won it for free.
That's even more reason to trash it, man. You got no money in it. Have no money in it.
I gotta squeeze every bit of life. So I had it my first semester of college. I ended up leaving that school, and my buddies were like, well, that's our couch. And I was like, you know what? You guys can just have it for the semester. I'll come at the end of the year. So I left them with my futon. I wasn't even there to supervise them. When I went back at the end of the year, of course, it's all broken and because they were treating it terrible. And I still loaded it up, hauled it home.
Kept it in the garage for a whole summer,
moved it to the next apartment, all broken still.
Did it move here with you? T-Hack.
Anyone else?
No. T-Hack.
Where
is it now?
It's gone. Okay. It's finally gone.
You found a construction dumpster.
You finally
dumpster
got rid of it when you're...
There was some kid going to college and he needed a futon.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
It had more life in it.
Oh, okay. Come on, ladies.
I said my towels. Aaron, you got anything?
I mean, I've never been this person. I've always judged this person no matter what age.
I don't like the way she's looking at me.
Well, I don't think you're this person.
Okay.
Get rid of those damn shot glasses. Why do you have them everywhere?
Oh my gosh.
I don't care that you got one in Key West. I don't care that you got one. Like,
I think I literally have like one shot glass of my own in my home just in case we're making cocktails.
You have some for sure, but the ones that are like shaped like a woman's body or
notice how Slacker will not make eye contact with you. Grow up, dude.
They were free.
Thank you. Okay. I'm on your side.
Like, have you ever had like a bunch of people at your house and then somebody's like, we should do a shot. Like, so-and-so just died. Let's do a shot. It's like, I only have three matching shot glasses, but I have 47.
You're so old that the only reason you're doing shots is because someone died?
I don't know. I was just trying to think of a reason to do shots. I'm so old. I don't want to do shots ever.
Then get rid of your shot glasses.
No, because inevitably somebody will say, we want to do shots. And it's like, I don't have enough shot glasses, but I do because I haven't thrown away the body-shaped one or the weird one that's got a cactus arm coming out of the side of it. Or
or the one that I made in art class.
Yes, that one. You know? He like signed the little bottom with a heart.
Thank you.
It's like T heart hack.
This isn't true, right?
We have an eclectic grouping of shot glasses and some we made, yeah.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
If there's something you want to rat out, in fact, extra points if you're ratting out your current significant other, you want to let them know that, hey man, you're too old for this.
Yeah.
We want to hear what you're too old for. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're celebrating the end of habits, sort of. The things you should outgrow.
It's time.
I'm not getting rid of my dry cleaner hangers. I don't care what you say.
Slacker, it is like if I was a woman who was single and age appropriate for you. There's a lot of ifs here.
Jesus,
and I wanted to go out with you.
And you came to my house and were rifling through my closet, weirdly.
Right.
Maybe put a shirt on or something. That'd be cute.
Oh, sorry. It's just not when it's me. But like if I was a woman trying to date you and I walked into your closet and it's all these like plastic hangers mixed with wire hangers, I'd be like, come on.
No, the wire hangers are all in one area just with nice shirts on it.
Yeah.
With nice shirts.
Doesn't it look good? Wow. He gets dry cleaning.
Yes.
That's what I would think. I'd go,
yes.
That's a big step.
I'm kind of like, who gets dry cleaning?
If you have nice shirts, you have to dry clean it. You have to. Okay. Are you going to iron them? I'm not going to iron them.
Yeah, I love ironing.
It's not our responsibility to iron them.
Oh, here we go.
Except that Aaron's just offered it up. Whose else is it?
Because I enjoy it.
These shirts aren't going to iron themselves, hon.
I will steam or iron my own things. And that's where the buck stops.
We lost Amanda. What was she going to say? Because we talked too long about the damn
shirt. She said her fiance, this hurts. Her fiance still has like a bunch of magic stuff, like to do card tricks.
Oh, he has kind of
Hold up.
Yeah.
Say what's wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
Magic is the universe. It's a unifier. Like I have like the scotch and soda kit, like with the coin that kind of goes.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Oh.
I have the shave deck.
And how many women have you been with recently?
Mm. They disappear.
Thank you, Hack.
He's good.
I'm that good. Sometimes they don't even appear again.
Right.
Ever. I don't do, but like, I'm going to say, you're saying that if a guy did a cool trick in front of you, maybe pull the coin out of one of his Patron bottles.
If he's like, "What's behind your ear, sweetie?" and pulls out a quarter, like I'm leaving. Mm. I'm divorcing him, even if we're married.
A girl won me over recently by doing a magic trick.
She was probably really cool.
What are you talking? What?
She was probably like a cool magician.
Why can't a girl have magic stuff and a guy can't?
I just also wanted to point out, like, you've got a lot of wigs.
Yeah.
I have Halloween costumes forever.
And it could be time.
Well, there's another thing that Slacker sent us recently, a picture, and Erica kind of snapped at him. He sent a picture. You were watching Ratatouille. And Erica said, are your kids there with you? Can you be too old for Ratatouille?
No. Incorrect. You cannot.
We have a text. I'm so glad you brought this up. That says, I'm too old to watch Disney cartoon movies by myself. It doesn't matter that Aladdin is one of Robin Williams' best roles. I now need a date or a kid with me.
You do not. And two, Pixar is not the same as Disney. And even though they own it.
You don't need another person. You can watch them by yourself. It's fine.
You can be any age and watch. That. Yes. The old stuff. You need a kid. Like Bambi. If you're watching Bambi,
that stuff's just not
if you're
good
a 30-year-old woman watching Bambi, you've misstepped. Mm. you've made a couple of...
Unless you're watching it with your child.
Yeah. I think for the record, Slacker was not with his kids. He was wearing a wig and doing magic.
Right.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
It is fast becoming my favorite time of the day.
Sure is.
It's the diary. Found it years ago. There's three people in the room who've never heard it. I have no longer short-term memory, so we're re-exploring it. Mm-hmm. And it's just some young woman going through young woman things. We believe she's 20.
She's 25.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's got like a roommate. She has a newish job. She just got promoted at. So 25 is a very formative time in your womanhood.
Yeah.
We mostly read one entry per day. Mm-hmm. And we love that you guys are into it. You're watching the videos on Instagram. You can also you can like just get them all on the Odyssey app, right?
Yep.
AUDACY. What was the suggestion we got online?
T-Hack saw it.
Oh yeah, somebody said they love listening, but they wish that we would give this because we don't know what her name is. So they suggested we give her a name
to make it easier to follow.
I think to follow and to feel a little more. She would be less vague, I guess. Mm. It was just like she has a name, but I
don't feel good about it because if she names herself at some point, I mean, right now we know Kim is her roommate. Right. Mike is the guy she's
Katie
dating.
And Joe are her friends.
But and if we just start calling her, let's say Jennifer.
What if another Jennifer comes in?
Or then her name turns out to be Veronica and we're like, no.
Right.
Yeah.
I can refer to her more often, or we all can, as like Diary Girl. To give her like a little quote,
or like
unquote,
a little nickname, or a writer, or something.
Yeah, maybe writer. Okay. The writer is is going on.
Okay, yeah, because I am worried about her name being in there at some point, and then now we're doing the weird.
Just she's getting the one thing that I'm noticing, and it probably happens with everybody who's journaled. I've never journaled. Like she was real bad at it. Like it was like, what am I doing this for? I don't even know why I'm journaling. And now she's like literally just like barfing her.
You think it's helping her?
I think so.
You do?
Yeah.
She seems to have a little, like a touch more self-awareness.
Well, let's talk about where we left off. Relations were bad.
Relations were fine.
She's
okay. And
you guys were much more negative about it when we.
Well, she was just saying like, they you know, great. It was just fine. And it was the first time and should have been better. And should I tell him, which is a wild thing to say.
Here's your scorecard.
And she ended with, this is so much better than being single and I should just be grateful, which is concerning to me.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know. Somebody deciding to practice an attitude of gratitude feels like, since when am I the glass half full guy?
But it's so, because I've been in her shoes where you're like seeing someone and you're like, for what? But it's better than being single.
So there are weeks and weeks more of diary entries just flipping through.
Oh my gosh.
Your predictions right now, based on what you're saying, is you don't think Mike is going to be.
I don't think he's the long term.
Hack?
I don't know. See,
it's too soon to tell, right?
Yeah, and I come from it from so different. Like, she had relations. That is better.
Yes,
than being single.
Not.
Like that, right?
Way better.
way better.
But it's not about the relations. It's about all the other things. Right. It's about the likes French films and he like knows wine and food and I don't. Like, I just don't know that they're compatible.
Okay.
That entry was August 13th.
Okay.
When she talked about the relations and she should be grateful.
Yep.
This entry is August 31st.
Oh, gosh.
That's okay. More than 2 weeks later.
There's a gap.
Are we ready?
We're ready. Okay.
August 31st. I'm in trouble. I think I'm falling in love.
What?
I am not ready for this at all. I want to see him all the time and sleep in his bed and wear his t-shirts. This is scary. Yeah, Slacker's holding his hands up.
Yeah, because these two were like, it's over.
Can I finish?
Yes. Okay. Sorry.
What am I going to do? I'm not the kind of person who can just be schmoopy. Schmoopy and be in love.
This was 20 years ago when this diary was found.
Right.
And there was, not everybody Schmoopy. In the room is like, schmoopy was like a thing that happened on Seinfeld where they would baby talk to each other. Like, who's my schmoopy?
I love you,
schmoopy.
Okay. And she misspelled schmoopy twice, which is hilarious.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not the kind of person who can just be schmoopy and in love with lots of O's.
Okay.
I hate those people. I don't want anything else to be insecure about and I don't want to be in love.
What?
Her pen's running out of ink, by the way, but it keeps going. I don't want to get hurt again. And when you're in love is when people can hurt you. I don't want to be hurt and I'm tired of being damaged and insecure and I hate this pen. That's funny. I didn't see that part before I said it. That's it.
No!
I know. I'll tell you what. I think the next entry is longer at least. Yes.
But what's the date of the next one?
You want me to tell you?
I think you can tell us like if there's going to be that big of a gap again.
The date of the next one is September 9th.
Okay. Hold on. In that entry, did she say the...
She never said it was with Mike.
She didn't say Mike.
And it is
it's
over
Mike, you guys.
Later.
Give me a break.
I had that thought. I was like, has she fallen in love with someone at work or something?
You, what are you doing? Of course
she didn't say it. I don't know. I'm just pointing
it out. I think she would say, thank God the Mike thing is over. I think I'm in love. Like, I don't think she
maybe
would just
she was
switch.
It, or like, I met someone else.
Yeah.
I never saw this coming with this guy. I don't know. I am with you, T-Hack. I had that thought. I was like, where's Mike?
Where is all this negative energy coming from? Like,
I just remember meeting this girl.
But Mike is great. And like,
Mike is fine. He likes French films. And he's okay in bed.
But you
yeah, get a guy who likes French bread and is good.
No, I'm just, I don't want you guys to be negative.
No, I'm excited about this. I am. The love with like four O's.
I am concerned with her. Like, I don't want to be in love. Love gets you hurt.
You're worried she's going to get hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe the writer is turning us negative because she's like, no, yeah. She gets this. I don't like it. Now I'm in love. I'm feeling stronger. I don't know if she doesn't know what she wants.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to find out what she wants and what she gets and who this new mystery man is that she's not even in the whatever.
Or maybe it's Mike.
The next entry is tomorrow.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I don't know if I want the answer to this question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Tiak, do you think my son is making a mistake by going to college. Because...
Oh, he feels like he can't answer that.
You have to answer. I'm asking you honestly.
Can we ask qualifying questions? Like, obviously, if he's going to become a doctor, you need school for that. Like, what is he going for?
Right now, he's just going for business. That's his kind of like overarching, I think it's economics. But
what does he want to do?
Hemorrhage cash.
Okay.
I mean, it's sort of just that generation. He's not really thinking about, I want to help people. He's like, how can I just have boatloads of money and do all the fun things I want to do?
Is that, when you guys were 18, did you have any idea what you wanted to do?
I always knew that I wanted to be in entertainment, but I didn't know what exactly.
Okay.
Mm. I was definitely on the rock star path, so yeah.
Right. Mm.
I knew radio from like 14.
Yeah. I was 12. So I'm like, kids at 18 just don't know what they want to do?
I think it's more of that, like, I'm going to be an influencer.
They just want money because an influencer makes money. They just want money. They want to be able to buy all the crap they want. They want Travis Scott's. They want to eat the nicest sushi place.
This makes me sad.
Yeah.
There's no like driving force. Mm-mm. He's going to college because he thinks someday that'll help him make money.
And it will, because a lot of places require that you have a college degree, which is...
Do they anymore?
I think they still do. Weirdly. I mean, here, we like even hiring her position, wasn't it on there? Do you have a degree? And it's like, why is that on there?
I don't think it was on there. You don't?
Yeah, I don't think so. Because a lot of the time it's just certificates.
Okay. But there are jobs where it's like...
I don't remember.
The reason...
If you have one.
No, I don't remember
if that
was...
You do have a degree, though?
Yeah.
She went to Nashville, remember?
I didn't know she stayed.
Yeah. I graduated.
With what?
I graduated with honors. A Bachelor of Arts.
Okay.
In
any way, shape, or form.
Oh my gosh, she forgot.
She didn't remember.
You don't remember?
No, it was a Bachelor of Arts in Journalism.
Okay. Do you use it in any way, shape, or form here?
Every day. Have you heard News or No?
Oh my God. There's zero journalistic integrity on anything we've ever done on this show.
We're usually Googling facts in the middle.
Yes! So,
if you want my honest answer, I think he's making a mistake.
Oof.
By going.
Instead, he should what?
Because he doesn't seem to have a clear path of, if I do this and I get in this route and then I do this, then I will get this. It's just like, I want money and I'm going to start by going into debt.
Doing the thing that everybody does, though. Everybody goes to college and figures it out.
I know. And everybody doesn't have money. Right? I mean, everyone's struggling. That's like, what's going on?
If you, T-Hack, were looking at it more of a 18-year-old boy's life experience, would your answer be the same?
I would always say I think it's, the experience is fun, it's worth it, but it's not about the education. So I was, if he wants to live the college lifestyle, he can get an apartment in Boulder and he can get a job and he can work and he can still go out and party and have fun and be amongst all the other young people
for considerably less than Creighton's tuition.
Yeah, and he would be making money, albeit it would be at some part-time job or something that he probably wouldn't like. But I think that's the biggest motivating factor is, if you work a job you don't like, then you're like, I got to figure out how I can do something that I do like. And if you don't, if he's still just searching and he doesn't know what he wants to do, how will he find it?
Because the reason I started this whole thing is there's a stat that says 1 in 4 Gen Z workers regret going to college. And I'm like, but then why are we shoving them into it?
Because that became the norm,
right?
It was like you had to go to college because in high school they would say 98% of people of college graduates have full-time jobs.
Oh gosh, I don't even think that's true anymore.
It would just became the thing.
But
having
a full-time job, you could still be delivering pizza that has nothing to do with your poli sci degree.
That was an asterisk that no one read. And it just became go get a degree. And now trade school is where you should go because no one knows how to do that.
But you have to want to go. Like, you have to have some idea of what you want to do. This is, I'm really concerned about, I did not realize that young people have no desire.
Of course, what did you think their desire was?
But like, I have a 12-year-old nephew who's really into sports and he wants to go into sport. I think in his dream world, he'd play in the NFL.
But that's
TBD. I see a world where he's like, I'll just work at sports. And at least there's that.
But you go to college. Like, how do you work at sports?
You can't you go to college for like sports management?
Yeah, sports medicine.
Yeah.
Yeah, all but kinds he'd of get things. There faster if he just got started like interning with the Rapids right now.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think so. Showing up, grunt work, working for free while you're still young. And then he's before 12, you know it, you're.
No, but I'm still.
I'm actually not sure if he's 12. He might be 11.
She doesn't know her degree.
My nephew.
So what would you say? Yeah. Like, if, like, by the way, if you're a high school and you want TIAC to do the commencement speech next year, don't. But like, you're, when it comes time for Leo or Hazel, what are you going to tell him?
I want them to pursue what they want to do. And if you don't know what you want to do, don't get on a path. And get it, going to college starting as a freshman is getting on a path towards something. And if you don't know where, like, then just don't get on yet. Just wait. Mm-hmm. College will always be there. You can work a job. You could, right?
But what if they think they know what they want to do and they go to college and senior year they go, I want to do something else.
Yeah, and the colleges love when that happens because they go, oh, four more years? We can make it happen for you.
So,
and they, yeah.
Would you like me to give the text line so people can tell you how they feel about your opinions?
Sure, yeah. What's wrong? I think it's way too expensive for, there's no guarantee anymore. When mm-hmm. It used to be like when my parents went, if you get a college education, you'll be qualified to make more money and all this. And I just don't think that exists anymore because of how expensive it got. The return
how
isn't
common,
there.
Yeah.
And that, yeah, how common it is. And
okay. If you'd like to yell at THAC, 303-222-5423. And same number if you know anything about Erica's past that she's forgotten.
The Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9.
I don't. How are we going to talk about this?
What would you like to call the thing I'm referring to?
Raincoats.
Raincoats.
Relations.
For relations.
Raincoats. Yeah.
Okay. I just stated, off air, I do not buy relations raincoats.
Listen,
ever.
Okay, I just need to give a little context because we're not just sitting in the studio and then Tourette's over there just goes, hey guys, just want you to know.
I think it's important that the three of you know I do not buy relations raincoats.
There's a study out that says people who do buy relations raincoats or any sort of
time of the month products. That's in there.
I mean,
yes.
There's also diarrhea medicine. Is that your time of the month?
I feel this, sort of. I do feel weird, like going up to the counter with like Imodium or whatever. And it's like, you want to go like, it's not for like.
And they're like, are you pooping your pants?
Right. It's like, or you do the duck walk
okay
up to
right
the
now?
Counter.
Would
you're like,
to
hurry, 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 yeah. hurry, 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 hurry. But like, hey, So I do use the self-checkout, like people who are buying embarrassing things. I've definitely, it's so dumb.
There's the self-checkout at King Soopers where they have like the six kiosks in a row.
Yeah.
But then they also have the self-checkout that has the belt that moves.
Oh yeah.
And I feel so stupid scanning my stuff. It goes down the belt. I have to walk down and like bag it. I hate it.
Why
I hate
do you
it
feel
so
stupid at that one?
Because it's just like, Who's using that?
I use
what
it when I have
for?
Kind of a lot.
We only use it when we have a lot. And if I'm at the end bagging.
Okay.
And my fiance
is
at the front.
People.
Yeah. But with one person, I get it. You're
it
like,
feels
okay,
very
now I have to
much
chase
right
my
here.
Product.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
I'm running after it.
Yeah. It's strange. Yeah. Well, and then sometimes the employee comes over and stacks your stuff for you.
Yeah.
And then what was the point of this?
Right. I wanted to be anonymous with my duct tape and my like lime and my rope. And my
you have a lime?
No, a lime. L-Y-M-E. It's the stuff. It'll melt a dead body in the forest.
Okay. And here I am.
Just buying relations raincoats.
No, not buying them.
Well, okay.
Sometimes, too, if you do buy the raincoats, they're in the little plastic thing.
Oh, yeah. And you
even
need
if you,
help.
Yeah, you need help. But then you can kind of flip it. You're like, yeah, I need these. You know, it's a little, it's kind of a flex.
Do you really?
Especially if it's like a teenager working, you're like, yeah, you'll get to this part one day, buddy. You know,
you feel a little bit. You feel that cool being like, I'm a married man with two children.
Yeah.
I need them.
Why wouldn't I?
Do you buy relations raincoats?
I have before. Yeah.
Okay.
That's
yeah.
Right.
I assume.
Absolutely. Yeah, I do. We have them on. There's a subscription like Amazon. You can get them on Amazon that they just come.
So you get your air filter.
Yeah. Yeah. We get a lot of stuff actually.
And raincoats.
Which they need to fix the button. Cause if you're subscribed, the subscribe and save, it's like do next the next shipment, or yeah. I need this item now, which feels a little aggressive if it's a raincoat. You're like, I need it now.
Like, I want to get Amazon Prime. So, but if you needed it now and your wife were at the store, could, I mean, I don't know why you'd need it right now while she's at the store.
But like,
cleanliness like, is next to godliness.
You know you're out.
Yeah,
you know
like,
there are none left. Your wife is already going to the store for something.
Hey, AHAC,
she'll
would
get
you
them.
Grab some?
She would, yeah, for sure.
But do you know who would not?
I do.
Because I stated it. I take good on luck with so this. Much. No, I...
303-222-5423. Yes. Should Princess sometimes...
Hey, but do you understand? I have gone through the work of every single year I go to the doctor. I got to get a little thing stuck up me. They got to check things out.
I'm sure Dane doesn't want to describe that way.
Oh my God. Like I go to the doctor. They do the checkup. They do all the stuff. And then they go, yeah, you're cleared to have another year of these pills.
Okay.
I do that. I make my appointments. I go. Oh. I pick up my prescription. Oh. I make sure I take it every day. Oof. Yikes. And all a man has to do is conveniently be at the store and buy a raincoat.
Okay. Can I see the book where you keep score?
I don't keep
you
score.
You don't keep score? Because it sounds like you just had a whole scoreboard there. Did anyone else hear a whole scoreboard there?
And you only go to the doctor because you're in a relationship?
No, I was always going.
Oh.
But why should I be in charge of those?
You're not in charge. It should still be him. I agree with you. I know that if I use the P word on her one more time today, she's coming over
she's
the counter.
Crash out.
So I'm not gonna say it.
Given the subject matter, be more specific.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I have a question. I got to go to dinner with my lovely wife the other night. And I witnessed something at the restaurant that I've never seen before. And I want to know if anyone else has seen it or even done this thing.
Oh, gosh.
Where did you go? Like, what kind of restaurant? Was it fancy? Yeah. Was it casual?
It was. Should I just say it? I think I could say it.
Did you go to your cool place that you go?
I don't know.
There's only one restaurant that you go to that I'd want to go to.
What's that?
Sierra.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one. It wasn't there. No. Okay. We went to... I think you'll like this one. We went to Crinelli's, the Italian place that we went there one time. Do you remember
that? Yeah, we took that girl who wanted to be on the show.
Oh, yeah.
She was really awesome. We hired her.
Time.
Yeah.
God, great question.
God, she was really fun and good on the show.
Yeah.
I wonder what she's doing now.
Do you want to call her up?
Yeah, hold on.
What are you...
pretending to call her out.
Okay.
Sorry.
So we went there and we ate and
By the way, shout out to Crinelli's.
It's awesome. Delicious.
Where is this?
It's weirdly, it feels like it can't be good food. Like we knew,
strip mall?
We looked it up. Not really a strip, kind
no,
of a strip
like
mall.
It's like underneath apartments, right? Yeah. It's like the base in like offices.
Kind of down by County Line Road, kind of tucked in behind Park Meadows Mall.
Yep. Yeah, yeah.
I'm just going to say this. You walk in. This is terrible for Aaron. As a celiac, but you walk in, they're like, first time here? And you're like, yeah. And then boom, garlic knots. And you're like, oh,
they
what
look
the
amazing.
What?
Yeah.
What the?
Oh, Erin licked one of those.
Oh, she did. I think she chewed a little, spit it out, did the little baby bird.
Yep. Not into
she spit it into
my mouth,
I believe.
That's what scared off that other candidate.
Can I just have one more tangent on this?
Oh my
do
gosh.
Other celiacs do what Aaron does? Because it's the weirdest damn thing where it's like, I got to try it. Like,
it's only every believe. Once in a while.
I've seen you do it more than once and I haven't been that here that long.
It's such a weird...
I want to know what it tastes like.
I get it. I would be deprived too.
Anyway, Crinelli's.
Love them. Awesome. So we're eating. It was my wife's first time there. And so we're all excited. We're sitting and eating. And the table next to us, they were ahead of us. So they were done like right when we got there. They were kind of wrapping up. And I heard them talking to each other. And they mentioned like, I wish I wouldn't have said the name. Because they were like, the chicken. I don't even remember what they ordered. But they're like, the chicken was a little dry. I heard them talking to each other.
Okay.
And then when the server...
I just want to say this, one more interruption. The woman who's always just kind of eclectic and walking around there, she's one of the owners, I believe, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
If you mention to her that your chicken was dry, I guarantee you that woman will take care of it in a way you can't imagine. Like, yeah. They are.
What is she going to do?
No, she'll get you another one. She'll get you the wettest chicken you've ever had in your life. She'll chew the chicken and baby bird it into your mouth so it's wetter.
Perfect.
Like, yes. They, like, that is like a family run.
Yes.
Killer Italian restaurant.
Yes. So the server then comes up at the end. She's like, how was everything? And I heard them go, it was great. My meal, delicious. And I heard the guy say, you know, it was great. Other than I think the chicken just a little dry. And just like you said, she went, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. What can we do to make it right? Like, that's not what we stand for. They're the best. Cornelius is the best. I can't stress that enough. I don't want everyone to think they have dry chicken. That's
they really don't. I've had chicken there a couple times. It's amazing.
But when she said, well, what can we do to make it right? The man said, nothing. Nothing. I'm just wanted to let you know. And they said, we can take it off your bill. We'll replace it. Do you want, what do you want? And he said, no, I promise you, we're not like that. I just want to let you know that this happened. Like, we're not out to get a free meal. I love that.
Yeah.
And I have never seen that before. I've never seen just the turning down. And to me, as it feels like you're going through all of the awkwardness with none of the reward. You don't, you know, like for as, but I'm.
Yeah.
But are they doing it just to say the next chicken that comes out just like.
Exactly.
And
yeah.
Like next time we come here, hopefully it's remedied.
Yeah. So do you think they're in the industry themselves and it's kind of a wink, wink, like. Are there bartender things like that where it's like, hey, I'm just letting you know this was wrong, but I don't actually want comped or I don't want a refund or whatever.
I are so alike when it comes to, like, I could order a steak, rare plus, and you bring me Chilean sea bass, and I'm not saying a damn thing.
You wouldn't say a thing?
Not a thing.
Oh, you need a woman in your life.
100%.
We usually will go, his meal's wrong.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, no, it's not wrong. No,
my wife asked for a straw for me last night.
Yeah.
That is so sad. We're pathetic.
I know. What is
it? I don't want to be controversial. I don't want anybody mad.
It's not being controversial. You're providing feedback.
I can't do that.
I mean, I've never at a restaurant been like, oh, the chicken's a little dry. Even if it was, I would never say it.
But they do, it does benefit them to know. It's like, you put that under the warmer too long or something.
Mm-hmm.
But to go through the awkwardness, you should at least let them give you a dessert or some garlic knots to go.
It's
only awkward because in your head it's awkward.
It's so awkward. That's it. In my head.
Yeah. It's not.
I think it was almost double awkward because the server did the right. It was like, oh my gosh, let me take care of it. And they're
please.
Like, no. And then the server's like,
then why'd you tell me?
Okay, are you sure? You're
provide
just gonna
feedback.
Yeah.
But so you can get better.
So does she go back and go, yo,
just
the last-
keep an eye on the chicken.
Yeah.
That's it.
Aaron's right. And I think Aaron's the only one out of all of us who might be brave enough to do this.
Yes.
I would.
We all need Aaron to be with us when we go out to eat. It's like, I need another straw.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I've got a story of had I not known this was like kind of illegal, I probably would have done it to you guys.
Okay. I've got a story that very easily could have happened to me.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
A man in New York City.
New York!
New York City, I'm walking it!
I actually don't know if it was a man. A person. Oh. Sorry, I assumed. Sorry.
As I would as well.
Real quality journalism we got going here today, there, Nuts.
A summer associate Nuts. From New York City.
Is Nuts a word? This is super quality.
What are you trying to say? Toots?
I don't know what I'm trying to say. She's just being a dummy, you know?
Speaking of dummies, a summer associate in New York City got in trouble.
Heck, you haven't said anything, New Yorker.
They kept biting people.
What?
Was it a toddler?
They kept biting people?
Yeah. It was an intern from a law firm, I guess.
They were biting people at the law firm?
Yeah, like 10.
Lawyers do taste pretty good, I'm going to say.
10 colleagues.
Yeah.
It began, on her first day.
Her first day. Oh, look at you assuming it was a dude.
Oh.
Yeah. Why would a woman be biting anyone?
I don't know, because they taste good.
Edward, I know what you are. Just say it.
Is that from Twilight or something? Yeah. Oh my God. Right.
She actually left like noticeable bite marks on. Okay. Can you imagine if Edward was from New York? Sorry.
We are off.
Can you imagine
the bloody
if
rails.
Any of us were going around and biting each other?
Yes, I can.
Bella, where the hell have you been, Loco?
Oh my God.
That's okay, how that's Edward
Jake
goes.
Was
it yeah.
Is it in the handbook or not? What's going on?
Also, remember, Erin teased this as if she might
yes.
do it.
Yes. Yes. Nice.
Oh, that's why women would bite people. You just answered the question. Erin said she wants to.
Okay. That was
all
fun.
Right. I've got a story out of Florida. And there was a man who was at a Planet Fitness. I am a member of Planet Fitness.
Is that where you can't grunt? You're not allowed to grunt?
Yeah.
Not in New York anymore.
Oh, I'm sorry. Maybe he's a transplant from New York. Nobody's actually from Florida, right?
Call me
can
to grunt.
I grunt here? No grunting.
Okay. You can't grunt. You can't like do any of the gymmy stuff.
You get the monk alarm called on you if you grunt.
Oh, the alarm goes off. You're in Florida.
Yeah, so he was at Planet Fitness, and they had to call police on him and ask him to leave.
Okay.
Because of stripping naked, trying to start a fire, and hiding in a tanning bed.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
Naked in a tanning bed, that's what you do there,
surveillance
right?
Surveillance showed him sprinting through the building unclothed, entering multiple rooms, and lying down completely naked on a hydro massage bed.
Oh, yeah, that hydro massage bed.
He is facing charges, including arson and indecent exposure.
Yeah, you get buzzy in the right spots on that bed.
Gross. I'll tell you what, though.
Yeah, what are you going to tell us?
I would be so startled if someone was running through my Planet Fitness naked.
Yeah, yeah, that's going to make that alarm go off.
That is very
in the handbook or not?
God. Why are we still in New York?
We don't know either.
Yeah. It's the Planet Fitness on 45th Street, or what are you talking about?
Somebody wrap it up!
Those are all the stupid people and New Yorkers we can find.
Your mother.
For today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.